This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, June 24th, 2019. I'm Marc Boulanger. The 100th anniversary conference of the International Labour Organization in Geneva has ended with a number of important achievements for labour. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. It is operated in a tripartite manner with representatives from governments, employer groups, and labor unions. Guy Ryder, the ILO's director general, is the first unionist to lead the organization. He spoke to the delegates at the end of the conference on Friday, June 21st.
I think more than has been the case for a long time, we are all very much on this centenary year in the public eye. People are watching. People are listening to us. So, what has the world heard and seen from us in these last 2 weeks in Geneva? Well, firstly, and this has been commented upon already, the fact that no less than 34 heads of state, heads of government, have done us the honour of participating in our conference speaks volumes, I think, about the respect in which this organisation is held. Colleagues, with this extraordinary presence of our illustrious guests at this conference, we, the World Parliament of Labour, have turned up in force. We have had 6,300, a few more than that, participants at this conference. We have had 178 of our 187 member states represented here. We've had 162 ministers. All of these are records. We've never done this before. So I think the energy, the self-confidence that we have had is reflected in these numbers. It is evidence of a vibrant organisation, an organisation which enjoys the engagement and the enthusiastic commitment of our members. What have we done? Well, as we saw this morning, amid scenes of justifiable enthusiasm, the adoption of a very important convention and recommendation on a very important issue, the abuse that violence and harassment at work represents. The convention we adopted this morning is the first one we've adopted since 2011. And I think it is important that the ILO standard-setting function is maintained and that we demonstrate at this centenary conference that we are ready, able and willing to proceed with that process. Ladies and gentlemen, the declaration on the future of work that has been adopted has been the subject of a number of comments. I think we have a very powerful declaration which can take us forward, because our work on the future of work does not finish with this historic conference. What we have adopted today is, as has been said, a roadmap, a compass to take us forward in the future of this organisation, because the future of work is the future of our organisation. And I've learned in the negotiation of this declaration that what for one person is vision and ambition and necessary is for another person unrealistic, utopian, and out of reach. That's the nature of social dialogue, and that's the reason we have the declaration that we have. But we will go forward on the basis of what is in the declaration, on the basis of the resolution which accompanies it, and as we move forward, one lesson of this conference, I think, and frankly every other conference we have had, must be borne in mind. That the progress that we achieve, what we accomplish, and sometimes what we fail to accomplish, is entirely dependent upon our capacity to engage constructively in social dialogue, to listen as well as to talk, to weigh in the balance of views of others with our own views, and to be faithful to the social contract of tripartism for social justice.
And that's it. International Labour News, UK News. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.